Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you doing today?
Okay. You know, you almost think the last line I should sing it, you know.
You can do that if you like. You have
I don't think anybody wants to hear me say that.
But no, you have a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Right now it is Saturday, June 26, 2021. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. Then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. If you miss a show, you want to replay a show, go to sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on archives, and there's years of archives there. And finally, thankfully, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, and they highlight the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is a reason they're attributing to the market being up. But I don't know. I think it was it's probably light volume week before a holiday. But they also talk about the inflation problem. But that seems to be coming down. I heard on our sister station this morning talk about how lumber's come down more than 20% in the last 2 weeks. So lumber's in a correction. But
lumber is. I went to my friend's restaurant last night, and he said, price of chicken goes up every week. He says, all I say is, it up again? And they say, yeah. It's okay.
So. Well, I know we went out to my oldest grandson graduated from eighth grade on his way to St. Joe's. And we went out after the mass and ceremony. And they were just saying, wow, chicken wings, market price. It's like lobster. Like lobster.
Oh, well, I noticed the new restaurant opened, and they have a menu, no prices on it at all.
Oh, yeah. So,
there you go. Oh, yeah. So why do they want to change their menu every week?
Well, I understand there's going to be a progressive socialist restaurant opening up where you can name your own price.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever price you want to pay,
they'll accept. Yeah, there you go.
I think that's good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For the people.
Yep. Don't get me started. Anyway. So what does Stoner McCarthy say after you said all of that stuff?
Yeah, no, they just
inflation's coming down.
Well, no, I threw in the lumber part. They didn't say anything, but they said it has to be considered, and that's something we know. They also talk about, which is interesting, you know, a couple of things I've brought up on the show about how many people died due to COVID last year. It was an 1,100% increase over the normal amount of increase in people that passed away. But also that 2.5 million workers have retired. And that is why, you know, unemployment's still so high. And, you know, that the Fed is looking at that. And I think Jay Powell is spot on. Bang on, as the Brits say.
We shall see.
Yeah, well, obviously. We shall see
in the end. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Very easiest time to get in right now, because the lines are always wide open early in the show. And also, if for some reason, you know, you don't want to talk on the radio, we do have a chat box. So if you go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You can type a question. Type in a symbol. Let us know what you're thinking of doing with it. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. The early bird this morning.
Very good question for you guys, Pete. How would you play KKR right now as a trade, utilizing your boxes? I'd like you to just think out loud how would you? I went long on Thursday last week on this thing, and I've had 5 good run up days. How would you play it as a trade?
Did you get the symbol?
No. What? Which symbol, Vic?
KKR.
Oh, KKR. Oh, okay.
Also, never tell me to think out loud, because that could be very dangerous.
Oh, your boxes are totally different than what I use. I just want to hear another man's thought. If I could clean.
Well, the catch is, okay, this thing's been going straight up. It just broke out and gave a new buy signal at 60.
Closed at $60.76.
Yep. So technically, it's a breakout, and you would have bought it, you know, when it hit 60.
Well, I'm in at 56 off the way I do my charts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was in last Thursday on this thing.
Yeah.
Waiting for this to happen, and what my way of doing it, it happened. But I'm just wondering, from the box perspective, what would be your out point? Not getting in at 60, but if you were in at 56.
Well, if you were in at 56, potential out point would be 53.
You give it that much room.
Well, by the boxes, you have to give it that much. You know, with the standard box size, okay, you can always play around with the box sizes and get different answers for that. You know, but
so what you're saying is a pullback of 12% would not be unusual with the run up it had.
No, and a lot of mistakes that people make if they're using stops, they're not taking into account, you know, the average true range of a stock, you know. So if your stop is within the normal average true range, you'll probably get stopped out, you know, because the volatility changes all the time. So,
the thing about this one is the 5 days up, 4 to 5 days it closed in the top 25 percentile of the day range, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna wait. I'm just curious, though, and I appreciate, but I'm not gonna come out of this one a loser. I might set him a little tighter than that, though.
Well, I mean, technically, what's your 50 day? 56, right where you bought it, you know. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm probably gonna. Okay, very good. All right, just wanted to pick your brain. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Rick. Right now, give us a call. Nobody on the line right now. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
And KKR is the former Kohlberg, Kravitz, and Roberts.
Yep, that's what it is.
And their asset managers. And,
Yep. Stock's been going up, 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 up.
Yeah, it's nice.
2020, it was what? As far back as this goes, 21.5, you know. So not bad.
Yeah, nice move.
Yep.
Nice move.
So we had somebody in the chat box.
Yeah, somebody's looking to buy NVIDIA, NV, DA closed at $761.24.
Well,
what do you think, Pete?
What do I think?
Should have bought it at 100.
Yeah, I hate to even look back a few years.
Yeah.
So he's looking to buy it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, broke. It's another one. I mean, it looks like the previous chart I just looked at for that KKR broke out. But, you know, before I even looked at the price objective, I said, well, if it's 700 and what did you say it closed
764.
At? Yeah. I said, it must be going to 1,000.
You know? Is that what it is?
And the target is 1,056.
Yeah.
So,
and they're a chip maker.
Yeah.
Semiconductors. They make, they're great with the graphics. And so that's unbelievable.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that, a lot of the friend of mine told me a lot of the gaming people are mad at them because you can't get chips. And a big reason now is that they're working on the chip. I don't know, maybe even available now. I don't know if they're just working on it, but they're going to dedicate the chip to mining, you know, Bitcoin mining.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And now the gamers are really mad because they figure they'll never get their chips.
Yeah, know? Yeah. But it's a great company. Of course, Cramer. Fouls this has loves the chair and names his previously deceased dog NVIDIA and his new dog they got NVIDIA too.
Oh, jeez. But, you know, based on a potential, you know, for what it's worth, based on the charting method of 1,056, you know, the 200 days back at 640. So it depends on, you know, as long as it stays above that, which is a little ways down, you know, but it, percentage wise, not terrible, depends on the amount of risk you want to take. But, you know, the first time you might reevaluate it is if it dropped to 712. But if you've done your research into it and you feel comfortable with it, you know, it looks good. And you either take your position, take half a position. Mm-hmm. If it pulls back, you can buy the rest of it. I did mention, I think, one time before, though, that one thing that does concern me is that Taiwan Semiconductor makes about, was it 60 to 80% of all the chips?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do. And if anything ever happens there, forget it. You know, so it would kill everybody, really.
Chips Ahoy.
So, yeah, a Chips Ahoy. But, yeah, I mean, it is the leader in that area, and they keep coming up with new chips and new areas they're getting into. So, yeah, it looks all right. Just watch those parameters. Okay, we got a whole bunch of calls now, and I think the first call is Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good,
okay.
Sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. I got a bunch of things today, but I'll narrow it down since there's other callers. First of all, I want to say that I talked with a friend of mine this past week. We had a talk last fall, and he was wondering about getting someone to help him with his finances because he's getting ready to retire. So he did contact Saperstein, and he's very pleased. In fact, David, I guess David's been helping him, and he forgot to sign some papers, and David took the time to go to his place and have him sign them. So he's very pleased, and anytime I've referred anyone to your firm, they've been happy. So I just want to bring that out.
And if you know about David, that is really impressive.
Because
he's always working. You know, he came in today. He said, "I worked all night, right?"
Well, all day yesterday.
All day yesterday. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. And he says, "Oh, you know." So he's always doing something. You know, so.
Well, I don't want to get caught, so I keep on moving.
So what I do is I rest for him. So.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And thanks, Jack, for your referrals. Right. They're always appreciated, of course.
Yeah, well, I was glad to do it.
Yep. Thank you.
To do it, so. All right. Last week, a caller asked about BTI, British American Tobacco, Bill Tom Isaac. I've had it for a number of years. Actually, it was American Tobacco, which I held, and then they merged with British American. Last June, it was just under $39 a share. In January, about $36.50, and now it's $39.50. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't move a lot, but it's a nice dividend. And so if you're looking for something with a dividend, it went from 69 cents last August to 72 cents in February, and now it's about 75 cents. So it's one of those. In fact, tobacco stocks usually pay well and raise their dividends periodically. So if he's looking for something that's really going to rise, he's probably not going to get it. But for a nice steady dividend, that is a good one.
Yeah, and as we said, you know, it's been building a nice base. You know, one of these days it probably will take off. You know, so
yeah, and it can move. Yeah, it can move up.
Oh, yeah. But you don't buy it as a
no. And I think their dividend's about it's a little over 7.5%. 7.5% right
7.56
now.
Yeah.
7.56. Yeah. So anyway,
it's a good dividend. Good dividend idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I do sometimes for a stock like that, I'll buy it. If it goes down quite a bit, I'll buy it again.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets back up, I'll sell my original shares, and so I'm getting even a bigger percentage.
Yeah, that's a good strategy, question, yeah.
So
I mean, it has great support in the low 30s, you know, so not bad.
Okay. there's a stock that I own I brought up before, RFD, Ralph Fred Paul, Resolute Forest Products.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought about 1,200 shares a little less than a year ago for $4.57 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're paying a dollar dividend. It's a special dividend. They never pay anybody a dollar dividend. That'll bring me down to $3.57, my base. And I had thought about selling it about a month ago, and I'm glad I didn't. In fact, I'm thinking of perhaps even buying more. I know you guys say, well, you should take a profit, but they're investing $50 million in their wood operations to support their continued growth. They reduced their debt the second quarter by $180 million, and their liquidity is about $850 million. So I see further growth. So if you take a look at that, just tell me what you think.
Well, doesn't look good.
Close at $12.28.
It went down yesterday about $1.33 a share, actually, but that's because it was ex-dividend. So that
Oh, really?
Yeah, that dollar.
Oh, it paid that special dividend?
It didn't pay it yet. It's going to pay in July, but that was the last. Yesterday was the last day or the day before to hold it, to get it. So that's why it dropped so much yesterday.
So they made the adjustment, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
right. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, well, that changes the picture because, you know, that made it go into a sell signal, you know, on the point and figure chart because they don't adjust for the special dividends, you know. So, so technically it's still in a trading range, you know, between, say, you know, 16.5, 17 on the low side, 13 or so. And, you know, so if you look at
I don't think that's why, Jack.
No,
it says here that it's payable July 7th, holders of record on June 28th. I don't see. I don't have all the stuff that we have.
Yeah,
in
but the ex dividend day is a couple days before the holders of record.
Okay.
So I think he's right. You know, that went ex dividend, and you know, so yeah. I mean, it still looks okay, and you're down testing the bottom of the trading range.
And remember, lumber's gone through a pretty big correction. This is a company that looks like they're chasing something. If indeed this correction that lumber's gone through doesn't mean it's going to then start another leg up, but
yeah, but I thought they were in fake lumber though. What's their product?
They're all different wood products.
Yeah.
A lot of different, variety of paper and fiberboard and a different variety of.
Yeah, but I thought they had some alternative to wood, like, you know.
I don't think so.
Okay,
they're
spending $50 million.
They're a Canadian company.
Yeah, I know that.
That's the other thing why I would sell it. But $50 million to expand lumber output.
Right.
This was June 10th.
$50 million in, right.
They sort of they jumped the shark. That's what it looks like. Again, you follow it, so yeah. I just it just doesn't look good in here from the most recent performance. But
okay. They lost money a few times, and so yeah. But like I said, they've reduced their debt by $180 million in the second quarter, and their liquidity is $850 million. So they're moving in the right direction, and their losses have been a little bit less, and they must have made some money a while ago to give that dividend. So I'm looking for the future.
Gotcha. Yeah. TD Securities, which is Canadian, upgraded from a speculative buy to a buy, but their price target's 12. That's 12. What they raise their price target.
Not good.
Well, you yeah. just, you know, that was in March, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's like a CYA, you know, so.
Yeah.
I can say CYA, right?
It was up to 17, a little over 17 a few months ago or a little while ago. But I'm usually a long-term guy, and I think it's been good, so.
Yeah.
Well, you've done your research into it. It's in that trading range.
Okay.
You know, it did drop below the 50-day, but, you know, the 200-day is at, let's see, where was it? 200-day is at 9, you know. So that would be, you know, a crucial point if it ever got to 9. You know,
okay.
So, yep.
And an old friend, I can't remember, is Bill or Dominic, he's always recommending this, United Rentals. I saw something in Kiplinger. They mentioned some.
No, you know who that was? That was Dennis.
Oh, was it Dennis?
Yeah, it was Dennis.
Yeah, okay, Dennis.
Haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, he was always big on them. And it's up to 347 right now.
Oh, yeah.
URI is the symbol. And an article in Kiplinger looked at that and a couple others and gave it a real good recommendation. Thought it was going to do very good. So what do you see in it?
Well, yeah, it's interesting.
It closed at 312.97.
Yeah, I mean, it had been up near 352.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? There was, a while ago. And it closed to, 312 now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it had gotten down to about 288, you know. So it had a big correction, but it rallied right back up again, you know. And if you're at 312, you're above the 200-day. You came close to that 200-day when you got near 288. And, and it's now above the 50-day. So it looks like it's at an interesting point, you know.
Okay. And it's an infrastructure play, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Has been.
And, I mean, it's a great company, no question about it. It's very cyclical. I'd call it a cyclical growth company, you know.
Yeah, and they mentioned, they said, among the most affordable super cyclicals.
Right.
And they mentioned,
exactly.
They mentioned Federal Express and United Rentals.
Oh, so, yeah, because anyway. when this guy goes down, it goes down, you know. And But, yeah, I mean, right now it looks good, especially just having broke back up above the 50-day. So,
okay.
Yep.
And then the last one I have is Chico's. HS, Charles, Henry, Susan. It hit a low, 52-week low, about 91 cents. It just closed just under $7. In fact, it was up
really?
64 cents yesterday, about 10%. So what do you see for that?
Well, since I'm thinking symbol used to be FAS or something, wasn't it, a while back? I don't know, but because I know it's Chico Foz, right?
Is the name? Yeah, Chico is the clothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it really turned around, obviously, you know, with an improving opening situation.
Close at $6.93.
Yeah, CHS. Okay, right.
Yeah. I don't know why it has a bearish price objective. That's kind of weird. I don't know where they come up with 5 on this thing, but anyway.
Yeah, because like I said, yesterday had a 10% gain, 64 cents, so I don't either. I'm wondering if there's still room to grow.
Well, maybe it didn't kick in right away, Pete. I don't know.
I don't know. It's
FinViz
kinda,
shows 563 as a target.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so right now you're up in resistance.
Okay.
Okay. You know, there was this nice consolidation area for at least... Well, from June to, it looks like almost a year of consolidation back in 2018 or so. And so it's up against that. But, you know, obviously it's been in a solid uptrend since the price you mentioned. And let's take a look at the 200 days back at 259, the 50 days at 440. So everything's positive there. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting situation, and it's...
Okay. It's interesting. Well, that could be...
Well, the catch is that, you know, in other words, you had a breakout. It actually was a buy at 5, okay?
Uh-huh.
And now you're up near 7. So the only reason I was hesitating there is, I mean, technically, I'd kind of say I'd probably try to wait for a pullback, a little bit of a pullback at this point, you know? But, you know, if that happened, then I might feel a little bit more comfortable with it. And with the 200-day at 4.5, you know, if you could buy it around 5.5, 6, I don't, you know. Otherwise, if you feel very strongly and you've looked into it, you, you know, as always, you could always buy a little. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I might agree with you this, with this, maybe see it, look for a pullback
yep.
on it. But it seems like they're on their way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Better,
I
so.
Mean, there's no question that if they really turned the corner and everything, I mean, because it seems like when it got down to that low level, it might have been near bankruptcy or something, for all I know, when it got down to $1. But
well, they're strained probably the COVID thing, and so many places were really.
Oh, right, yeah, no question about it. So, but obviously, there's a lot of room to the upside and a lot of resistance, you know, that you're going to run into. You know, the area here, then resistance after that would be 10, 10 and a half, you know. So, yeah, so a little bit of a pullback would be nice.
Okay. All right, guys, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the call, Jack.
Appreciate the call. Take care. Okay, give us a call. Lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Art. How are you doing?
Very good. I want to check. Did you fellas make reservations yet for space? I saw Virgin Galactic went up 16 points this week.
Really?
First coach or first class?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. People are going to go into space and pay, what, $200,000?
Yeah, of course we're going first class.
Yeah, you don't want to go coach.
No, not for that 3 minutes. Come on.
Right, right.
You kidding?
All right, the stock I'm interested in today is Marin Software, M-R-I-N. It's on the OTC. Mm-hmm. A little background. On Thursday, I was watching the tape, and a stock, it's the Marin, kept going by. And I look at, and I remembered, I have a lot of illustrated software books, Windows, Vista, etc., from a Marin Graphics, M-A-R-I-N. And I thought that was the same company, but it appears not to be. Mm. And the reason I think, the reason it jumped 64%, they're integrating Instacart ad. It's a grocery platform in North America.
Yeah.
But they've had losses the last 2 years. But the stock went up both Thursday and Friday.
Well, it's interesting. For what it's worth, the price objective is 10.
Right.
It certainly built a long base for the last 3 years, you know. It had based in this area. It ran up to 12, came all the way back down to the same area again, a total round trip. And the downtrend line's at 4.75, so you want to break that.
Okay.
And let me see where 200 days back at 189, 50 days at 166, so it's quite a ways above that. But, you know, it did give a buy, and I would say that the support area now should be 3.25 to 3.50. Obviously right. Speculative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, certainly in a area where it could be considered, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Second item then is Zimmer Biomet. And the reason I'm interested in now is it just jumped $7.34 for the week. And I'm wondering if anything new on the horizon on that, any new price range.
Oh, what's the symbol on that?
ZBH, Zimmer Biomet Holdings.
Although I doubted my own mind there. That's what I thought it was, but
it probably was ZIM before.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, 165.85 on the close.
Zimmer Biomet Holdings, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been going steadily higher for quite some time. It built a really nice base area, which is technically still in that basing, but you know, the price objective on the point and figure charting method is 210, and which looks like it has very good support, say in the 156 area now, which isn't too much below where it is. And so based on, you know, that, you know, you're saying 10 point downside risk potential, and what about 45 up, pretty good risk reward. Looks interesting.
Yeah, I originally had it as a spinoff from another pharmaceutical company,
mm-hmm.
going way back. So
yeah.
I've been very pleased with that. Last item quickly would be Bank of America, and I see that I think it was 41.62, up 284 for the week. About 6 months ago, when I looked at my list, it was at 30. So it seems to have gone up quite a bit.
As the banks have.
Friday, yeah. Because of the banks.
Well, they got all the positive news from their stress tests, and they'll be buying back stock.
They can buy stock, increase their dividends, you know.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to get a more dividend, of course.
Yeah, no question.
You'll be
about
getting
that.
It.
And,
all right, I'll let somebody else get on. You guys are great.
Okay.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. It's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And while we're waiting for calls, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors. You've been listening.
There you go. I didn't touch it.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And right now, we'll go to the chat box.
Somebody is looking to buy more of DraftKings, DKNG, Pete, closed at 51.67.
I don't know, that had a big run, came way back. And DKNG, yeah, I mean, you know, it was up to 74. It got all the way down to almost 40, so it almost got cut in half. And now it's working its way back. Be aware, this is very volatile. Potential price objective, though, and take it with a grain of salt, based on the charting method, is 85. And you know, right now, the 200 days at 53 and the 50 days at 51. So it's a hair above the 50-day. I'd like to see it above the 200-day at 53 and a quarter. But, you know, it seems like it's headed in the right direction. So, once again, it's one of these deals where if you've done a lot of research into it and you feel comfortable with it, you could buy some. You know, if you really feel comfortable, you know, as soon as it gets above about 53 and a quarter, you know, that would be a much better signal. And if it could hold above that, that would be very positive. So, but I think it's a decent play here.
Yeah, and I think with the sports betting, especially the ability if you're at a game, and I guess they have that ability. He's also asking for an entry point, Pete, in Boeing, BA, close at 248.38.
Boeing. Keep seeing news all the time about that. Still coming out in different things. What was the 787 thing or something?
737 was the problem.
I thought there was a 787 they said something about.
Yeah, I think there is, yeah.
But anyway, apparently it doesn't seem to be affecting the stock as much anymore. 200 days at 213, closed at 248. 50 days at 239. So, I mean, yeah, it might pull back to 239, but, you know, if you feel that comfortable with it and very strongly about it, no particular problem with buying it here.
Or buy some.
Or buy
some.
Yeah, and, you know, the reevaluation area, if this is a longer-term investment, would be if it dropped under 213, okay? And potential price objective, you know, once again, based on the charting method, is 332. So based on potential risk and reward, looks pretty good. Yep.
Okay. You want to do...
We'll do a chat box while...
Yeah. If somebody's looking to do something, because I can't remember, with Federal Express, FDX, which closed at $291.95. The person bought it this week, but having second thoughts after its less than stellar forward outlook due to lack of workers.
Another one of those, huh?
Yes.
Well,
I think FedEx may be one of those two that always underestimates their earnings.
It's possible, yeah. I mean, you know, on the chart, you know, your 200 days at 274 and your 50 days at 298, so it dropped under that. If you're going to be a longer-term investor, you know, as long as it stays above the 200-day at about 274 or so, no, you should be okay. You know, a little concerned. But let's see what happens. When was the earnings? Was that Thursday or Friday? I can't remember which.
It was this week,
yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing. Amazon hired 500,000 workers, not all drivers, obviously, mm-hmm. but this week. And
yeah.
Federal Express, a lot of trucks. I see them all over.
Yeah, if you don't mind, you know, where's the, as I said, the 200 days, 274, that's 17 points, what is it, 17 points down? Yeah. So as long as you don't mind that potential risk, I might watch it a little bit.
And, yeah, earnings were the 24th Wednesday.
Yeah.
Friday. No, Thursday. I would have got it right eventually.
It was 5 days during the week.
Yeah, right. Would have got it eventually. So third time. So I still have two more choices.
Not bad. Okay. But yeah, I mean, as long as, you know, you feel he's a little nervous, it seems like, you know, about it. But, you know, what happened after, you know, like the day or two after the earnings? Like, was the whole drop on that day?
Yes.
And
yeah,
then,
they were down.
What did it get down to on that day? Did you see it?
Yes, I can see that in a minute.
Well, let's see.
No, it's actually was higher.
Was it?
Yeah. So I don't know if he bought it on Monday.
Yeah, but what was the low for the day that day?
It looks like, I don't know.
You don't know?
I can't tell.
Well.
I'd have to go to a couple different
I'd have to
places.
Go to it. Let me go to a different
thing. Because I know it's going to bug you.
Yeah, it's going to drive me nuts, so. And we don't want to be driven nuts. I got enough things driving me nuts these days, but.
Okay.
So what is this? This is a daily chart. So why was the gap down on the last day, on Friday?
Didn't like the news. Maybe it was Thursday after the close.
Yeah, maybe. But what is encouraging here is on Friday, all right, it gave what they call a doji pattern, you know, showing that buyers came in, okay, and it actually closed near the high of the day.
It was after the close when they reported.
Yeah, that's why, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that must have been driven down, came back up. So that's a potentially bullish sign, you know. So
there you go. So hang in there.
So I would hang in there for now, yep.
All right.
Okay, what's up next here? A caller.
Yes.
Somebody named Stan. Stan from Florida. Good morning.
I wonder who that could be.
You wanted more things to drive you crazy? Here I am.
Well, here you are. What are you trying to do? Make it look like we got all sorts of callers?
trying to get our ratings up.
Getting our ratings up from 1.2 to 1.3, I think.
All right, yeah. Whatever.
But anyway.
That'd be good.
What?
Yeah. All right.
What's going on? You weren't anywhere near that condo that went down, did you?
No, my God, no. Horrible.
Well, yeah, it's amazing, I'll tell you.
Yeah, scary.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Candy, KNDI.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while. Good old, yeah.
Well, went up 3% on Friday. So it's a maybe.
Maybe.
From this low spot, it may be turning around.
Because
it was as high as 37,
yeah,
17, I'm sorry, and now it's 6. So.
That's always been a favorite play of the traders, you know.
Here. Close mm-hmm. at $6.20.
Yeah.
Chinese auto manufacturer. Are they electronic, I'm assuming?
Technologies Corporation. Candy Technologies.
Right, but they make automobiles. Are they electric vehicles?
I don't know, but they had a low poll reversal on May 26th, which was a while ago.
Yeah, you know what the price objective is? Zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true. I've never seen that one before.
I never heard of that.
I don't know.
He's laughing.
I don't know if that's a comment or something from the people who are subjectively are saying it's not worth anything. But
okay, all right, Well, that's the kind I usually buy.
No. Well, I mean, you have a point here because, you know, after it broke down through support at 5.5, it came back up above it, which is normally a bullish sign. You know, so you know. You do have a pot, you know, once again, this is a bearish chart, but it came down into major support, you know, and so as a speculative play, it might be worth a shot because you might have a run up to 10.5 or so.
That'd be nice.
Yep.
Okay.
They are electronic vehicles. They do make electronic.
They make electronic vehicles.
Yes. Yep. Well, just so you know.
So, you know, and if the traders are looking for something to play again, I don't know what kind of short interest it has now, but...
That's the kid. Yeah, that's the always the
right
thing. I don't like
22% short. There you go. That's a heavy short position.
Start buying it. The meme, buyers.
And you know these guys that play these things, they all search around for a short position. You know, heavy shorts, and then they start touting it all over the place, and you never know.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I will watch it.
All right, you watch it. And when it gets to 10, watch it some more. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it goes so fast you're in a time to get
I know. That's what happens. Yeah, if these guys jump on it, it'll be off and running. Yeah.
How about NVIDIA? NVDA.
Yeah.
No, we just talked about that. We said probably going to 1,000.
761.24 on the close. Looks great. Great management.
You think it'll go to 1,000?
That's what the target is.
That's what the target says on the point and figure chart.
Wow.
But I, like I told him before I even looked up the target, I thought in my mind, well, if it went up to 750, it's probably going to be like Tesla and hits 1,000, you know. So.
Yeah. Well,
but don't forget, a lot of things can go wrong, you know. And as I mentioned previously, I think, you know, 60 to 80% of the world's chips are all made at Taiwan semiconductor.
Well, the number one chip maker for 2020 is Intel, followed by Samsung, and then Taiwan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I bought Intel last week.
Oh.
INTC, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did have a little, let me look at it now. Well, you see, it was, it took a plunge from 68 down to 54, and now it's at like 55.90.
Yeah.
So that could be, that looks like a good turnaround. And they keep saying that you can't get chips. You would think that'd be great for chip makers.
Well, Intel's had a lot of internal problems. That's the only big issue that's out there. Yeah. They're trying to work their way out of those problems. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, to say the least. Well, but
what is their price objective?
For what? Intel?
Yeah. Intel, yeah.
Well, what was that? That's a plunge from 68 to 64?
Well...
From 68 down to 54.
Oh, 54. Okay, I thought
you
said...
Yeah, now it's up to 55.90, 91.
Okay, let me just take a look.
FinViz has a $65 target, and Peter's way of doing it is probably $12.
Price objective, no, 39. It's at least 39. Yeah.
39?
Yeah. Well, it broke down, you know. And now it's up testing resistance, okay? So
yeah, his is a momentum, more momentum based.
No, it's based on the point and figure chart.
Well, I understand, but trending down, going down like this.
But, you know, your 200-day is 55. You're at 55. So you're coming up toward 55 rather than down toward 55. So this is a big test, you know. Oh, no, that's the 200-day is at 55. We're having a good show here.
Yes, you're.
No, it's the 200 days at 55, the 50 days at 57. Oh. So this is important resistance. You want to see it break above it. Until
drinking,
it hasn't proved anything. I should start drinking, but anyway.
During.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you want to see it get back above, you know, the 57 area or so.
Okay, all right. I want it above 57. Gotcha.
Yep.
Do you hack? I have a lot of them out. Now, listen, if you have a lot of people waiting or anything, I'm very happy to move aside.
Well, if you want to wait a second, is there anybody on the chat box there that's waiting?
No.
No. Okay, go ahead. Have fun.
All right. Hack, H-A-C-K, is a bundle of
cybersecurity. Cybersecurity companies, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great place to be.
It's a great symbol, hack.
Yes, isn't it perfect? You know, they want to stop people from hacking.
Right.
But it doesn't move much.
6176.
Well, it's 6176. You know, don't forget that, you know, back in early 2020, this was down to 29, okay?
Mm.
So, you know, it's had a big run, and at some point they start consolidating, you know. So it's in a consolidation, but it gave a new buy signal. Potential target 70. 50 days, 58. And 200 days, 54. So I'd say as you know, slightly longer-term play, as long as you're above 54, you should be okay.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay.
I like this.
You like it?
I do, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's good. You can blame him when it goes down.
Okay. I will.
All right.
How about Zoom?
Zoom. Has it been zooming up or down lately? I don't know.
Well, it actually went down on Friday. Down 93 cents, which is like a quarter of a percent.
372.47, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I must have the wrong company here.
I mean, it's down. It 580 or whatever. It was.
Yeah. Somehow I called up something that was 25 cents. I said, "Boy, did that go down?"
That's probably one I own.
Just under 590.
Well, I've never had that happen. My nose just grew about a foot.
They say Zoom got hit. We're all going back to work. But businesses use Zoom now for meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, for meetings cross country, instead of having people fly one spot, they all join together on Zoom.
Right, travel. Except that it's not the same, Stan. You should know that better than anyone. That you know, in person relationships work a lot better. That's the thing that's holding.
There's no question.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. But it has a price objective in the charting method of 412. Okay.
All right.
But let me take a look at where the 200-day is.
While he's doing that, if Zoom can come out with a way of doing holograms, so you can sort of see the... I'm telling you, this is you've heard it here. I just thought of it. So I shouldn't have told you.
Well,
but
okay.
That's the next thing.
But the 200-day is 387. You're below it. So you have to get above 387.
Yeah. And the price objective, they say, is 412. Is that what you said?
Yep. Yeah, I mean the price objective and the 200-day moving average are not related in any way. All right, you know,
low was 364. I see. If it breaks that, you're in trouble. If it goes up from here, you're okay, I guess.
Well, technically, yeah. I mean, you know, actually, it's above the 50-day. The 50-day is at 330. So depending on how long you intend to hold things and so forth, has to get above 387 to become long-term bullish, but it is intermediate-term bullish as long as it's above 330.
And I think if it was going to break down, it would have done it because it's acted quite well over the last couple of months since the vaccinations are in and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So.
How about ZI, which is that's like it's a Zoom Info Technologies.
ZI.
Zoom Info Technologies. I don't know if it's the same company or what.
But you are certainly not an advertisement for do your own research. I will tell you that.
Well, he's working on it. He's busy today.
He'll take the rest.
No, but you said, well, listen, people look at earnings, they look at assets, they look at liabilities, and then they decide to buy, hold, or sell.
When they buy, hold, or sell,
it shows up in the charts.
Well, the other catch, though, is that, you want to look into any problems they might have, okay? Everything's in the charts until... It isn't, okay? And what that means is that, you know, when a stock runs to, you know, from 4 to 70 and then back to 4 again, right? Was it right at 70? Well, I guess, you know, but there are times when things get out of whack, you know.
Yeah, if you buy at 69, 70 is okay, but if it goes back to 4, not so good.
No, so but you know, if you look at this, the price objective, believe it or not, is 87. Yeah, you know, you
really,
yeah. I mean, I don't look a lot at fundamentals, but I just look briefly, you know, to see what what it's about, you know, and so forth,
but
in what area.
It made a double top break on June 7th. It made another double top at 54, but why don't they count that as a double top breakout? Because it hit 54, which is above the previous 53 high.
I don't know. I'd have to look at what you're looking at there. Cause,
I'm looking at the stock, you know, the stock chart.
Yeah, it doesn't look
point figure.
Yeah, and the one I'm looking at doesn't look the same. So
Zoom Info Technology.
No, I'm just saying that this chart doesn't look the same. It did a double top breakout at 45. Yeah, and that's it.
And
it's been straight up.
Well, there is an X above opposite 54. There is an X.
Yeah, but so that's like an extended double top. Okay.
And, I see. Okay.
And plus, you know, the calculation. There's a horizontal count. There's a vertical count. Okay.
So
based on this, you know, on this counting method, no, it doesn't give you another target. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that the ZI started in 2007, and it's a separate company. At least their headquarters is in Vancouver, Washington, whereas Zoom Video is in San Jose, California. So they have different founders, so they're different companies. Yeah. I thought maybe it was a spin-off.
But, you know, it's been going up very strongly. It was obviously a great buy when it tested support in the 40 area or so, you know. And that was previous support, and you know, so it looks interesting. The 200 days at what, 45, 46? It's above that. 50 days, so you got good support. They're both in the 46 area, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So it looks interesting.
I'll give you one more if you have time, which I'm sure others are very interested in.
Oh, yeah, there's like 100 people on the line right now, I guess.
I'll stand right in front of them. I'm not afraid.
Go ahead.
How about DocuSign?
Everybody's been going wild about that company, but where you can electronically sign things, right? I guess
that's right. Yeah, you don't no longer have to wait for someone to mail you something, sign it, mail it back. You do it, you know, electronically. Yeah,
exactly. And they just broke out probably to a new all-time high, I guess. You know, I don't see anything to the left.
It is, absolutely. 279 is the highest on my chart. I don't know how far back it goes.
And, you know,
I don't know how far back DocuSign goes.
Yeah, well, your 200-day and your 50-days, you know, 221 to 224, it's well above that. Price objectives have been exceeded. But, you know, if I were to do sometimes there's a similar... We went from 196 to 260, which is 64 points. 64 points from 252 is 316.
A lot.
It's 316. Yeah. So.
Yeah. This company was founded in 2003. In case you wondered.
Yeah, for a long time.
Really?
For a long time, nobody was interested.
The chart I pulled up only shows the first shows in 2020.
I'm saying the company was founded. I'm not saying they went public.
I got
public.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, they may not have been public.
Right.
I forgot when they went public. I don't think it was 2020, but I don't remember, you know, when it was. But because I remember them being around for a while, and they were always being talked up. That was the greatest thing it was going to be, and it was ignored for years, you know, and not for whatever reason.
Yeah, but then when we couldn't sign documents, it went nuts.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And right now it's above nuts. It's the highest on, I don't know. Previous to 2020,
that's a great technical term. I like that one. I have to remember
above
that.
Nuts,
above nuts.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not. I'm not saying anything.
All right. NVIDIA. NVDA.
Didn't you say that
in
the beginning?
Did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
All right.
Well, that's okay. We'll accept it.
You're above nuts. What's the difference?
That's right. NVCR. I'm sorry.
Boy, oh boy. Are these all on a watch list, or do you own all of this? Or
no, I don't own them all. These are stocks I am watching.
You're watching them, okay.
Yeah, I'm a watcher. I'm a peeping stand.
What was that song? I'm a girl watcher, whatever.
Anyway, you're dating yourself.
Right. Yeah, I know.
221.25.
Yeah, I mean, it broke out to a new all-time high. It's coming back, mm-hmm. retesting that breakout area. I don't know. You know, obviously, NovoCure, I assume, is a biotech company.
Medical instruments and supplies.
Oh, good. Okay, so
don't they make that?
That's a good place to be.
Fake skin or something like that. I can't remember.
I don't know. Be careful. That's why you got to be careful about anything you hear on the radio.
Do your own research.
Right. Do your own research. But
exactly. Yeah, don't blame us.
Yeah, but the price objective has been exceeded. And but once again, if it breaks out again, you know, it's just had a run from about 174 to 228, so it's 54 points, right? And 54 points, if it turns around, heads back up, you know, you could see 270. So yeah, it looks very interesting here.
They're all interesting.
Yeah.
It plummets, or is it interesting?
Well, I want to see it. You know, in other words, if you did the research and you feel this is great, you buy a little, mm-hmm. okay? Otherwise, you sit around and you wait for a new breakout, you know, so which would be at 236, you know.
Okay, now I see it's at 1057. Can I give you one more?
Hurry up.
Quickly, he said.
Hubs, H-U-B-S.
Well, you're giving everybody tons of stuff to look at.
And this is what Peter used to do for a living when he was a kid. He used to steal these things, these hubcaps.
Hubcaps. Those were hubcaps.
Yeah.
I don't even think that. And that time I knew what a hubcap was.
582.31.
It's a new all-time high.
They had them on Model T Fords, I believe.
Yeah.
I bought this a long time ago. I've more than doubled my money.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. You're in great shape here.
Yeah, it's really good.
And the 50-day is at 520. So, you know, as long as it stays above 520, you might reevaluate at 560 because it could start mm-hmm. to break down, you know. But intermediate term, it's okay above 520 and potential reevaluation at 560.
Do they have
a... And there we go. We got to get off.
Otherwise, okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Keep a little powder dry. Be back next week.
Listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.